Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You're listening to the Wild 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Hey, welcome back to Simpin' After Dark, everyone. It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza, back for another episode. Like I told you guys last week, I have some very exciting guests today. I have Ryan and Troy from the Anti-Art Podcast, Music Reviews. You guys go ahead and introduce yourselves however you like.
I'm Ryan. I review music sometimes, respond to news sometimes, argue with people in the comments all the time. Troy?
Hey, I'm Troy. Pretty much the same thing. I love arguing with people online, write music reviews, and yeah, pretty much just love the vibe, you know, like having a good time.
Yes, welcome to Simpin' After Dark. So excited to have you guys here. Have you guys done a podcast like this before? Are you ready to talk about your feelings and shit?
The first part, no, I haven't done a podcast like this before, but I'm definitely ready to to simp. At what time is it? I'm definitely ready to simp at 7:30.
Yes, it's not technically after dark, but it's a vibe in here.
4:30, my bad.
So it's daylight savings, or whichever is the one that the sun goes down later. So I've been recording earlier, so that's why it's like daylight out. Usually it's dark, so, you know, the vibe's a little different, but
we're still mid-afternoon. Ready.
Yes, exactly. But it's still going to be fun. We got our White Claws. And we got lots of cool stories. We're going to be talking about breakups and divorce today. And Summer Walker. So I hope you guys are ready. Are you guys fans of Summer Walker, by the way?
Yeah, I enjoy her music every now and then. I really liked her last album, too. Especially the song she has with Drake. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, yeah. Over It was a great album. And then I forgot the name of that song. But, oh, Girls Need Love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's released EP since then, and then she released a song more recently with Dram that was really fucking good too. But other than that, she should be dropping again soon, hopefully. She's been teasing like track titles, so I'm looking forward to that. I know I just want to get out of the way here that Summer Walker is a little problematic. So I just want to say my views do not align with her, and it breaks my heart every time she has to say something on Instagram. Mm. She has a Finsta. I don't know if you guys follow that. Galactahore.
I will follow it afterward.
Yeah. So that's where she posts most of her like out there shit. And every time she does, I just like cringe. I'm like, get it together, please, Summer. Like, it breaks my heart. I just want to like love you.
No, seriously. It's just like, why are you making it so hard? Like, you know, it's like you already have music that people enjoy.
Yes.
Why are you just like trying to slander your own career?
Yeah. Right. Like, you came out like out the gate with Over It, like a classic album. Like, to me, that's like up there with Control by SZA. So it's really sad to see her like say dumb shit, but it's okay. We don't got to like focus on that, because today we're talking about Session 32. It's more of an older song, and it's super short. Like, the quality of it, you could tell it sounds kind of like she recorded it, like, in her bedroom or something. But it's one of my favorite songs of hers, actually. It's super just like stripped down, different from Over It. So I'm really into that. Let's go ahead and play a clip.
Threw away your love letters. I thought it'd make me feel better. I finally got you out my bed.
Very smooth.
But I still can't get you out my head. Ooh. Send you one text at a time. I know you by your phone, so boy, pick up your line. And I ain't too proud to beg. So what's been said has been said.
Okay, how are you guys feeling?
Feeling pretty good. I mean, that was a really good track. It sounds like super intimate because, like,
right?
Let's say 2018, right? Like, it sounds.
I think so. Something around there.
Yeah.
It says here. Yeah.
Wow, yeah, cool. Definitely sounds like, just like, I like how, like, it's, like, a little less, like, production and everything. It's more focused kind of, like, on her voice and everything and her lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. I like the lyrics. I finally got you out of my bed, but I still can't get you out of my head. I feel like that with every single breakup. First, you know, you get him out of your bed. 3 weeks later, it's, like, you get those feelings that come in. You know what I mean?
It's waves. The feelings come in waves.
100%.
I don't know, I feel like everyone's different, like, their breakup styles. Some people, like, are, like, over it immediately, and then, like, a few months later, they just, like, lose it.
Yeah.
And it all hits them. And I feel like that's mostly guys versus girls are, like, a mess immediately after. And then they're, like, ready to go and just, like, glow up after that. Like, give it a few months.
Yeah. I feel like everybody's, like fakes it to a certain extent. You know what I mean? Like you were saying with guys, like, they get over it really quickly, but they really don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just, like,
more of a front.
Yeah, like sleeping your way around and trying to forget about it. And then, you know what I mean? 3 weeks later, you see a billboard that reminds you of her. You hear a song that reminds
billboard,
you of her.
It's like her shampoo.
And then all of a sudden, you're crying in your shower.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Are you guys criers?
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, every now and then.
I won't cry on your podcast. Like you said, we were talking we were talking before this, and she said, you can say whatever you want, just don't cry.
Just don't cry. There's no crying on Simpin' After Dark, right? Like, you could get into all your feelings, but do not fucking cry.
Yeah.
I will have to pause.
Yeah.
Get the tissue. All right. So have you guys experienced any heartbreaks recently? Breakups?
Definitely like breakups. I mean, for me, like, I guess the most recent one, it wasn't even much of like a breakup because like we went on like one date and then like we went on one date. We hit it off very well. Like we enjoyed the same music, same movies, same TV shows.
Love
like,
that.
Yeah. Right. And then, like, what was it? She stood me up for the second date. So I'm just like, oh, word? Okay. Like, all right.
Thought we had something going.
Yeah, right. But then, so I ended up just being like, you know what? I'm just not even going to, like, respond to her for the rest of the day. I'll respond with her, like tomorrow, whatever. So then, like, yeah, I kind of just left her unread for, like, maybe, like, a day. And then I texted her, and I'm like, all right, like, hey, I'm ready to, like, kind of, like, reschedule. Like, let's hang out on, like, I don't know, Thursday. And she's just like, oh, sorry, I'm going out with my girlfriends, like, I'm busy, and I'm like, all right, that's fine, and then I'm like, all right, what about, like, Wednesday or something, and then she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, like, I scheduled, like, another date with someone else.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, like, it's fine, you know what I mean, like, you know, it's not like she owes me anything.
Do you love the honesty, or do you hate it?
Oh, my, I hate it. I mean, like, you know, like, be a decent person, and please lie to me.
Like, fucking lie to me. Yeah, that's, like, the one case, or not the one case, there's probably other cases, but that's a, like, good time to lie. Like, you don't owe anyone the truth at that point.
Right. You know what you say? Wednesday, I'm busy.
I'm busy. Like,
wow,
anything.
Wow, was that so hard? That's not
anything.
A lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks. And it's, like, so weird because, like, I see people always talking about, like, oh, like, we're not even together. Like, why do you need to lie to me for? Because I don't fucking owe you any honesty. We're not together.
Right.
That's how I feel. But then, like, I've dealt with, like, guys where, like, I lied to them because I wanted to spare their feelings, and then they like got so mad after, and it's like, well, I just can't trust you anymore.
I used to be like that when I was in middle school, you know what I mean, and like
and then
I,
you grew
like,
up
and like high school when I was like, I don't know if I can say this on the pod, like getting no pussy, but like
yeah.
As I grow
say anything
yeah as I grew older and got into college, like you realize when girls are lying to you, or like when they're like, you know what I mean, like
yeah.
They're like, oh, I can't hang out this day, okay, and then next week you hit them up and they're like, oh, I can't hang out that day either. It's like, okay, just take it as a hint.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, go with somebody else and maybe she'll get jealous and then maybe she'll get with you, but yeah. Otherwise,
well,
like
at least you could take a hint, because there's too many freaking dudes out here that cannot take a hint. And like sometimes you have to be too honest with these guys because they don't read between the lines, and that shit is just like, oh god, no, don't want to deal with that. So if that's you out there,
Cut that shit out.
Yeah. Please, please stop.
Fucking learn how to read, learn how to, like, you know, take hints. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Bro, if she canceled on you like 2-3 times in a row,
yeah,
she doesn't want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
So did that girl, like, you guys were supposed to meet up somewhere and she just never texted you back?
Yeah. Well, okay. So first, it was actually kind of weird. So like she was, so she's, well, not really weird. She said she had a babysit. So she wasn't like available until like 9 o'clock at night. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, let's hang out at 9 o'clock at night, see where it goes. And then like, you know, I'm waiting till like 9:45 and then she's just like, yeah, I can't make it. And I'm just like, all right, well then.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a rebound. Like I was just like, all right, like, cool. Like, I'm just going to go out there to the bars and clubs. Like, you know, like. I just wish she would have like just like been honest on that though, and yeah. just so I wouldn't have been like waiting all night.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that. That's fucked up. At least like give people like heads up. I feel like especially for girls, and this is just me being biased because I'm a girl, but like me, if I have plans, I need to get ready. Like I need like at least 3 hours in advance to get ready. So if you wait Damn. Until after I'm ready, like that is like a whole block of my fucking day that you just wasted, and now I'm pissed.
Yeah, I totally feel that. Yeah, well, it takes me about 30 minutes to get ready, and I still get upset, but 3 hours?
Yeah, see, like, no. Nah.
I
feel that.
It's like, damn, I just wasted this fit for nothing.
Like, yeah,
true, that's true.
For nothing. Ugh, yes. Okay, so let's get into some lyrics here. Like, right off the bat, she says, threw away your love letters, I thought it'd make me feel better. And, like, that I can definitely resonate with. It's just, like, first lyric off the bat, because I'm a person where, like, if I break up with someone, I'm throwing away everything that has to do with you. Like, it feels like there's, like, magic attached to it. And if it's still in my room, like, I'm still going to be, like, in love or something. I feel like if I just, like, cut the attachment, it's, like, kind of, like, symbolic. I don't know. Just, like, getting it out of my room, out of my presence.
Yeah.
So, like, I fuck with that. I've even heard of, like, people that cut their hair after breakups because it's, like, hair holds, like, so much.
That's OD.
Shit. I love that. I obviously have never cut my hair.
Yeah.
But I feel like it would be therapeutic.
Would you ever like dye your hair like a crazy color after a breakup?
I would. I would. If I ever, if you ever see me with like some bright orange hair, you know I just went through it. Because I have been wanting to do some orange hair. But I can't know.
Yeah.
All right, so then she says, finally got you out my bed, but I still can't get you out my head. So do you guys stay in contact with exes when you break up? Because I've heard of people that, like, still, because they don't want to, like, add somebody to their body count, are just, like, still hooking up with their ex.
Wait, okay, hold on. So, yes, I do keep in contact until it gets, like, awkward or until it gets, like, to be a problem.
You do keep in contact?
I do, yeah. I keep in contact, like, for a little bit until... Until, like, yeah, again, it, like, becomes a problem for either one of us. Like, either we're dating somebody else, and I don't want to be, you know what I mean? I don't want them to keep me around so that they can show me that they won the breakup.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do the same, you know what I mean?
That they won.
Yeah.
Like a game.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, right, exactly. I like it to be mutual, you know what I mean? You break up, and it's, like, you shouldn't treat it like a game.
Yeah.
Some people do. Some people will keep you around either to try and get you back, and if they can't get you back, they'll be like, oh, like, I have a date with somebody else. Like, yeah. Or, like, here's a picture of the new guy I'm dating. I've had that happen to me, you know
really?
What I mean?
Really? Oh, yeah. Hell no. I cannot deal with that.
I was hooking up with somebody I was working with for a while, and we were hooking up, like, on and off, I'd say. And then we stopped hooking up for a month. We got back together. And I guess in that time, she found somebody else.
Damn.
And, yeah, she, like, told me at work one day. She, like, pulled me aside. She's like, yeah, I'm seeing somebody else now. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. So am I.
Were you lying?
No, I wasn't lying. I wasn't seriously seeing somebody
You're
else.
Like, me too.
Yeah, it's like okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah, that's why I feel like it's so weird, like being honest with someone that, like, you don't have, like, an actual relationship with. Because it's just, like... Nobody cares. Nobody wants to know. It's just, like, kind of petty at that point, like, to be honest.
Right,
like,
we're just hurting each other.
There's no reason. Yeah, just, like, please avoid that. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, another person for me, like, I mean, sometimes I keep in contact with my exes. Like, I mean, like, but, like, it's, like, a lot of time has passed, though, to where, like, you know, we're able to, like, build, like, a friendship on rather than, like, a sexual
one. Do you
want to
be friends?
I mean... Like, some of them, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
for
like...
For what purpose? Like, you just genuinely fuck with them like that?
Yeah, like, honestly. Like, you know, because, like, I feel like whenever, like, I date somebody, it's always with somebody who I can, like, you know, fuck around with, you know? Like chill, like,
so
talk
were you
about
guys,
anything.
Like, friends first?
We were for, like, you know, a little bit, you know, more like, friendly, I guess, in the beginning. And then, like, we just dated. And then, like, afterwards, like, ran its course. like maybe like I forget who contacted who first, but then like we just started like, you know, Snapchatting, and then like every now and then we just like send like Snapchats to each other, or like we message each other about like, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, so, like, she hasn't tried to get me jealous before. So, I'm just like, all right, whatever. And plus, also, like, I'm, like, kind of over her, too, in that, okay. like, way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, wouldn't that be hard to, like, not, like, fall back into, like, a relationship? Or, like, hooking up, at least, you know?
A little bit, you know? The tension has been there before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I feel like it's so easy to just, like, get drunk yeah. one time and then, like, fuck.
Yeah. It can be volatile, you know what I mean? For sure.
Yeah. But I'm like, not down.
Yeah. No, it definitely can be volatile. Like meeting up with somebody again. I don't think you can be friends with the next. I mean, you could, yeah. I guess, if you're like, I don't know, because if you really fuck with them, like you're saying, like you're with them for 5 years, why would you want to be friends with them and see them fuck somebody else?
Yeah, because it's like, I think at first some people like the idea of like staying friends because it like still lets
softens
you be
the blow.
Yeah, like you're still in contact. It's like better than just like not seeing them. Like you're used to being with them all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But like that's only gonna last for like a little bit. Like as soon as they start talking to someone, you're going to be fucking jealous.
Yeah. Well, I had a recent breakup and we met up at like a restaurant and it was just like a weird, the vibes were weird. You know what I mean? Like we hugged and immediately it was like, what are you looking at me like that for? Like, I don't know.
Oh,
and
God.
Then we go
oh,
in God. And then it's just, and then like immediately she just like started asking me like, who I've been like, have I hooked up with anybody?
Oh no.
And it's just
no.
like, it's just like we're eating sushi. Like, I don't want to be having this conversation right now. Like, I'm going to like, okay.
Like, so what, you want to fight now?
What are you going to do with that information? Yeah. Right. You're going to be like, oh, well, I have a date tomorrow. Like, okay. I didn't want to hear that. Like, yeah. That's not why I'm here. I thought we're trying to be friendly and whatever.
Why are you trying to make yourself mad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do not ask questions that you don't want to know the answers to, people. Yeah.
And after which you tried to like, she was, like, trying to come back to my house and, like, watch a movie with me and that kind of stuff. And I'm just, like, I just want to hang out in public. I don't
want
to, like...
Oh, no. She wanted to fuck.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to bring her back to my house and, like introduce the relationship to my roommates. Like it'd be awkward. Like, oh yeah. Like, we broke up, three times. And it's, like, okay, well, now, like, she's back again. Like, it just, like, felt like... It just didn't make any sense. I was like, let's just hang out in public. Like, it's nice outside. We'll go here. We'll go there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then next time.
You can't take it too far if you're in public.
Correct. And then next time, like, maybe we can bring it to my house. And like you know what I mean? I have more preparation. Like, I wasn't prepared to, go out in public with you. I thought that's what it was going to be. And then bring you back to my house. Like, I just was not ready for that. Like,
damn, you guys are different. I have never, like, after a breakup, like, gone to hang out with like an ex again.
Really?
I can't do it.
So what do you usually do? Do you like block them or something? Or
yeah, I'm fucking dramatic. So like if we're breaking up, it's like, I hate you. You're dead to me. You're dead. I don't know if that's toxic or not, but I can't be friends. I don't want to. I'd rather just like have it end so horribly that way I never have to talk to you again. I don't know.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
No, I feel that actually, you know, because like sometimes like especially like a relationship that you've been dating somebody for so long and it's just like, I can't even imagine like just being friends with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where, like, they're just like trying to be friendly and you're just like, get out of here. Like,
yeah. Have you guys watched Dave?
I have. You know what's funny? We were watching that last night, the new season.
It's so good. I love that show. But like, okay, so you guys are like caught up, right? Did you watch like?
We watched a couple episodes. I'm not a fan of Lil Dicky, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I honestly wasn't really a huge fan of like his music or anything, but the show, just like standalone, even if he wasn't like a real like rapper or whatever is just great. It's so good.
He's definitely a better comedian than he is like at rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find his friends on the show to be like a little bit more funny. Like, I don't know.
Tyga, is that his name? Tyga, the black guy?
Gator.
Gator. Why did I say Tyga? That's the Tyga. Rapper. Gator. He's my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Imagine I just do a Tyga song on here. Like, we're doing Tyga today, y'all.
Covered by Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're talking about Tyga and Kylie Jenner.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Which is problematic on
extremely.
Its own.
Oh, my God.
It's so fucking weird looking back, like, how was he so much older than her and she was underage and just like, it was no big deal.
That was pre-me too. So like that shit was fucked up and everybody was like, that's weird. You know, like Jerry Seinfeld dated like a 16-year-old in like the 80s or 90s and like,
what?
And it was just like,
and how old was he?
Like 30s, like 40s, like old.
Oh no. There's so many gross ass stories looking back. Yeah. Like so many things that were like acceptable back then. Like I'm sure you guys have seen like the interviews with Megan Fox, how when she was underage and I think she's talking like, Jimmy Fallon or one of the Jimmys, one of those guys.
Yeah, she was dating somebody like super old, like somebody from like a 90s sitcom or something.
Oh, God. She was married to him, right?
Yeah.
Her what's his something?
Austin Taylor Green? No?
That sounds right.
That's her most recent husband who she left for MGK.
Yeah. And like, I guess he knew her when she was really young. He probably groomed her.
For sure.
But just like seeing like so many interviews back then of like young girls that were like underage, like talking about like how they were like treated weird, and then it's just like a laugh track over it, and the
jokes. Yeah, Jimmy Fallon banging his desk. Classic.
Like, what is going on? Like back then it was just acceptable, and like now it's like, whoa, that is so fucking weird.
Yeah.
I don't know, but basically, and Dave, back to my point.
My bad.
No, it's all good. This happens all the time. Yeah, so I guess I don't know if you care if I, like, ruin it for you, if you've seen anything. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so he's, like, dating, like, a girl the whole first season. Spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. And then, like, towards, like, the end of, like, the season, they break up. But they're, like, dating for a long time. And it's, like, super sad. I, like, cried, like, the breakup episode. I was like, I can't believe it. And next season, like, this new one, they kind of start hanging out again as friends. Just, like, randomly hanging out. And I'm just like, how do people do this? Like, why would you want to hang out for what? For what? He, like, comes over. They're, like, watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is this normal? Do people do this?
No, definitely not. Like I feel like if you just broke up with somebody and they're inviting you to watch a movie, that clearly is something else. Like, it's not just, like, coming over just to, like, watch, like, a movie.
And that's why, like, your, like, public outing was probably, like, the best setting to do that.
Yeah.
But, like, even then, I'm like, why?
She's like, I just want to watch a movie. I'm like, the last two times we hung out, like, at your house after we broke up, like, You tried some stuff, like,
no.
You know what I mean? I know where it's leading, and you know what I mean? It's going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, because it's either, like, you're going to get back together, which you don't want, or it's, like, you're a placeholder, and they're going to, like, keep you there until you get booted.
Yeah.
And they find someone new.
For sure.
Yeah. Ugh. All right, so she says, back to the lyrics, I'm sending you one text at a time. I know you're by your phone, so boy, pick up your line. And I ain't too proud to beg, so what's been said has been said. Are you guys like drunk callers or texters?
I'll let you take this one, Troy.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, I've done it once or twice before. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, like,
how did that end up for you?
Let's see. I mean, like, it depends. You know, it depends on who it is. Like, sometimes, like, if I know, like this is like could possibly lead to something, I'm just like, and I put a little more effort into it. But, like I don't know, like, recently, like, I text my ex at, like, 2 a.m. I sent her, like, what is it? It was, like, what was it? So, I mean, I'm going to edit
that's late.
Yeah, I'm going to edit this part out. But, like, yeah, so I got the Donda leak, and, like, I sent it to her. Because I know she loves Kanye.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, yo, listen.
How romantic.
Exactly. And I'm, like, literally, like, when we were together, we talked about Kanye all the time. Like, it was her, like, she has, like, a big tattoo and shit. Like, yeah, so I sent her that. And then I'm like, and then, like, I, like, ended it with, like, yo, we got to hang out sometime, you know, like, what's up?
Slick.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it wasn't that slick because, like, you know, like, she didn't respond for, like, a couple days. I actually forgot until, like, she responded. Shit. Like, she literally responded, like, a couple days ago.
Yeah. And she was probably sleeping when you texted her. It was that late, right?
Well, I mean, we were, like, having, like, a conversation about it.
At 2.
At 2 in the morning.
Hell yeah.
Oh. You know?
I got back from the bars. And I forget what she was doing, but I think she was, like, also drinking, too. I mean, you know, why else would you respond to a text that late?
Yeah.
And, yeah, right now, like, it's kind of weird. Like, it's, like, we don't know. I mean, I think I might have ulterior motives right now, but like,
you got the mask on, Troy. Cook.
No, yeah, like I think I might have ulterior motives right now where I'm just like, you know, I wouldn't mind like if we like, you know, hooked up or something, but like, you know, like I think like she's like also just like, I don't want to do it because like I don't want to like be hurt and I don't want to hurt you. And I'm like, that's fair, but I'm ready to be hurt.
As long as you know, man. So was that like a mutual breakup then, or like,
oh, you know, that was a weird breakup, I will say. It was like, it wasn't like really, it wasn't mutual. Like, it was actually the first time like someone's ever like broken up with me, but she did it in such a weird way where like she came over to my house and she gives me a letter.
What, right? Is she, Summer Walker? Am I right?
A handwritten letter. A love letter.
And then she was just like, I can't do this anymore. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
Yeah, she was really blunt, but like,
damn, what is she, Amish? Why didn't she text you?
That's crazy.
Right? I'm like,
I feel like that would break my heart more than like a text. Like a handwritten letter. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
like,
you ain't shit. Your dick is small. Like, oh, no. Sorry.
No. Like, even if it was really nice, like, even if it was like, I love you so much, we've been through so much, no, but I just can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh. No, exactly. No, that's what the letter was. It was it was just like, I really like you. Like,
don't make me
like,
cry.
I wish I could make it work. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, what? Like, why are you writing me this letter saying that, like, you really like me and, like maybe in the future? You know,
it's, were you shocked? Like, was this out of nowhere?
It was really out of nowhere. Like, she came over to, like, we were going to, like, grab dinner or something. And then we were meeting at my house and then we were going to go out. And then, like, you know, she was just like a subpoena. She was just like, here you go.
She served your ass.
She served me, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was just like,
that's wild.
Yeah, I was just like, this is fucking weird. And like, and I'm just like, why couldn't you just like, at least just like break it off? And then like, cause in the letter, it was just like, it was kind of keeping me on the hook. You know what I mean?
Was it a long letter?
Yeah, it was like 2 pages.
Oh, hell fucking no.
Damn, she's breaking up with you, but she loves you. What the hell?
I don't think I would read it. I would be like, are you fucking breaking up with me? Like, just tell me. I'm not reading this.
Yeah, that's a power move right
there.
This
is too much suspense.
That's a power move.
Fuck you.
Right? I think my next breakup, I might write a letter.
That's like honestly a dick move. Like, yeah, just text me if you're going to do all that.
For exactly.
Like, you're going to just give it to me to my face. At least like put it in the mail. So drive away.
Mail it to me.
Mail it to me. Yeah.
Not to interject, but I was reading your show notes, and you said something about like text message breakup versus like in person.
Yes.
Did you ever do like a text message breakup? Are you that kind of person?
I have, but then like
for a very serious relationship or for like a situationship or type shit.
Okay, so me, I kind of have talked about this in like one of the last few episodes where I'm like a habitual monogamist. I just found out.
Okay.
Where it's like you can't just like be dating, it just always turns into like a serious relationship.
Got it.
So I don't really date like that, like, and if I do and I don't like you anymore, I just ghost you. So it's just like I'm either in a serious relationship or I'm single as fuck. So yeah, like whenever I have broke up with people, it's like a serious relationship, and like it usually does start off in text, like for me, and I feel like for most girls, like we try to make it work for as long as we can, like we try to communicate the problems like over and over. And it's just like heartbreaking because like if shit doesn't change, like I'm not gonna deal with this forever,
right?
So like if it's the same problem over and over and like I've been holding this in, and then one night I'm really drunk, I might just text you and go off.
Yep.
And that's what happened, and then like he called me and I was just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then like I tried getting back with him like a month later, it was like a few weeks later, and then he was like no, and then he had like a new girlfriend like a couple months later. I was like, fuck you, bitch.
That's tragic. I'm sorry to hear about that. But yeah, but I definitely feel it's what you're saying about like communicating the problems. I feel like from a man's perspective, not to come into your lovely like female beautiful studio.
No, I love having other perspectives.
Yeah, and give the man's perspective on it.
We need it.
But sometimes the problems are like fundamental things about myself. Like for my ex, it was like, I want to hang out 3 to 4 times a week. And my shift, like I would work like 3 days a week, 12 hour shifts. Like I didn't have free time to myself. Like it was getting to a point where I was hanging out with her 3 days a week, working night shift 3 days a week. And then it was like, I'd play Fallout for like 5 hours. That's my free time. So like, yeah. I would try and communicate back to her. Like, I understand you want to see me 3 hours a week, but I just like, it just doesn't work for me. Like I can't do that. And for her, that was like a non-negotiable thing. So we ran into a standstill. And it's nothing personal, but it's like, you know what I mean? If that's what you need, it's like you need somebody, you know, a little bit, you know, I was a little bit older than her. She's a little bit younger. So maybe you needed somebody who's like goes to classes with you, walks to classes with you, you know what I mean? Goes to the whatever the fuck.
Just has more free time in general.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like it's built into your schedule. Like you're in bio class and he's in your bio class type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you would see him 3 or 4 times a week just based on your schedule.
Damn.
And that wasn't it for me. And it's just like.
That happens. I feel like that's a really common reason for like issues in relationships, breakups or whatever, is like the time spent together. And sometimes right. It is because like your schedule just, it is what it is. And like you really can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
So it's either like you find common ground or like you said, it's a non-negotiable and it's like, I don't care who it is. I'm just trying to spend time with my person. So if it's not you, we need to break up and I'm finding someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, yeah. So if you've communicated it over and over and obviously, like, you can't find a common ground, then, yeah, just break up. It has to happen.
Yeah, I understood her problems. Like you were saying with communicating the problems, but sometimes they're insolvable problems. Like, sometimes it's, like,
Yeah. You
got to just be mature enough to just be, like, you know, it's going to suck seeing you, like, knowing that you're fucking somebody else, knowing that you're, like, dating somebody else, knowing that you're doing all these, like, lovely things, going on hikes, holding hands, being intimate with somebody else. But it's, like, you know. Sometimes that's what you need, like, and maybe that's what I need. Like, I need somebody who has a busier schedule. Maybe they can only see me twice a week. Maybe they can only see me, you know, this many times, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they don't give a certain limit of times a week to see me, so it takes pressure off me, and I will see her 3 times a week.
Yeah,
you know,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Ugh.
It's so sad, breakups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So verse 2. She says, and you don't know what love is if you don't put up a fight. You don't know what love is if you don't stay up all night crying.
Holy shit. I disagree.
I was going to ask you guys, like, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I'll let Ryan start this off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you disagree?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you don't know what love is. If you sometimes, like, again, it's like defining it in like your terms, like, this is all I need. And like, this is what love is. And like, you're not my man. If you don't do this, I had someone say like, you're not man enough for me type shit. And it's like,
why?
Yeah, just like, exactly. Cause I wasn't like meeting her needs type of thing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird for one person in a relationship to define what love is and what a relationship is, what a boyfriend is, what a man is, when there's another person in the relationship who has different definitions of that. And if you can't reconcile those things, it's like, you know,
that's true. Like, everything is just like up to your own interpretation.
100%.
So it's like you have to find someone that like views it the same way. Cause like, I don't know. Like, I feel like for sure, if you don't put up a fight for someone, you probably don't love them.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I mean, you definitely gotta like put up like a fight, as in like, but by fight, I think like she means like effort. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you literally gotta put effort. Like, not like, you know, like fighting. Like you're gonna fucking hang out with me tonight. And it's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Definitely like putting up a fight. Which like for like her, I feel like she's talking more about like, okay, we're breaking up, and you're not like putting up a fight about it. Mm-hmm. Like in the moment, and
you
like
just fold instantly.
I actually might have a good story about this. Sorry to like keep talking so much, but
no,
I actually have a good story about
please.
This. So I like. So me and the girl that I was last dating, we had a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I took her to Ruth Chris for our 6 month. It was like
okay.
a big thing. And then we had a little petty fight about something else. And I had brought it up and I was like, I took you to Ruth Chris. Like, what the hell? And then she's like, oh, you're going to throw that in my face. Then we had an argument about that, this and that and the other thing. And then she essentially broke up with me over the phone and like refused to answer her phone. And so going
she block in, you?
No, she didn't block me. But like as far as like going, like putting up a fight, like I was so pissed off. It was like really cold. And I just like ran out of my house. I have like a Vespa scooter. I like got on my Vespa scooter, no jacket, just like ripped it over to
I
her
love
house.
The visual.
Yep. Ripped it over to her house, called her. And I was like, come outside. Like, let's talk. And then she was just like arguing with me. And she's like, no, I'm not getting back together. Like, this is my decision, this and that. And then I gave her a hug. And then it was like, and then we were good for a few months. So I know what it's like to put up a fight, but sometimes you do that too much and it's like, okay. Like
girls are fucking dramatic, man.
100%. Like, oh my God. Yes.
I'm here. I'm sorry, ladies, but we are fucking dramatic. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'll like block someone and it's like, if you don't like email me or like find a way to fucking contact me, I'll be pissed. Like, you don't fucking love me. You don't even fucking try.
You didn't even
you
fucking
easily,
email me.
You easily could have emailed me. You know my fucking email.
You know my fucking email? At Gmail.
Yeah, it's, yeah, girls are dramatic. And I think like we do like to see that someone is putting up a fight to be with us. And it's a little toxic, you know, because like it does get old.
It does.
Like, we're grown. But, I don't know. It's nice to know. And like, we've been so just like brainwashed by like the media, like music, movies, shows,
Twitter, Instagram.
If your boyfriend doesn't do X, Y, and Z for you, he's not your man. It's like, who are you? Twitter. What are you, 15 years old?
Like, Twitter's wild. Like all like the freaking like pictures of like these like rich ass couples where it's like their anniversary and it's like Prada bag, like all these like name brand bags. And it's like, wow, you don't do this for me, babe.
Yeah, you don't know what the relationship is like. Yeah, what the fuck?
It's just like, baby.
They don't make that much money.
Yo, you didn't take me to Dubai? You don't really love me.
The fuck? Yeah, like, do you even love me? Yeah.
And if that guy can't stop affording that stuff or vice versa, like, they're just going to find somebody else who can. And it's like, materialism fucks relationships hard because, like,
yeah, it does.
You come in with a Chanel bag first date, she's going to expect a Chanel bag, like, once a month or once every couple of months. You know what I mean? Like, depending. Like seriously, if you come into the first date with, like, boom, like, I have $1,000 for you, like, by the second date, you know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't she expect, like, you the same thing?
You got to top it every time.
Right, exactly. That's what happens a lot of times with when you mix materialism too much and image too much in relationships.
Yeah. So, Ryan, what do you give for the first gift then?
For the first gift?
Yeah, to set the bar low.
Like a one-month anniversary or what?
Yeah, what do you do for like a one-month anniversary?
I'm just kidding. Does anyone celebrate that?
One month? What, not
anymore. What's the first gift? Like the first 6 months, other than like birthday or like holidays?
6 months for me at this point. Yeah, I'm 25 at this point. I'm not celebrating a 1 month. Like,
yeah,
the fuck is that?
It's high school.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would say 6 months or Christmas or a holiday or birthday.
Birthday, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you go all out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got my girl a CDG bag. You know what I mean?
A what?
Comme des garçons.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I like how you said that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Comme des garçons.
With the accent and everything. Mm-hmm. So if you guys get blocked, if you're fighting with your girl and she blocks you, are you going to, like, call her from a different number, go out all out of your way, or is that, like, too childish for you?
For me, that's a little too childish. I mean, it's just, like, you know, like, if she really wanted to actually talk to me, like, whenever, like, I get blocked or something, I'm just like, all right, she definitely just needs your space right now.
No.
No?
No.
Explains why I'm still single.
She wants you to fight for her.
Fight for her?
Dear Lord.
Yo, I'm fighting for my fucking life over here.
Harder.
I'm about to say, hang on, so should I get, like, a friend's phone then and just, like, text her through that?
There's apps where you could call from a different number.
So I should get an app to change my number and just disguise myself.
Maybe once or twice, but then you got to tell her, like, look, get it together. I'm not doing this every time.
Damn, I wouldn't do that anytime.
I think sometimes it stems from, like, a lack of, like, connection or if, like, shit hasn't been good. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, you want to know that they do still care. Because it's, like, if you feel like you're starting a fight because, like, do they even love me anymore? Like, we're not connecting lately. So then, like, I think it's more a subconscious thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like they're doing this as a test, but I think it's more subconscious. And, like, it does, like, as much as, like, they might get pissed that you're still blowing them up, they might still want you to. And that might be toxic. I don't know.
Aren't we all?
I'm not, like, a freaking super, like, healthy advice person over here. Mm-hmm. No, it might be fine. Toxic sometimes, but I'll keep it real.
Yeah, this is a podcast about simping. You know what I mean? If you're going to simp, you're going to have an alternate number that you're going to text her on.
Yes.
And don't text her from your boy's phone because that conversation can continue, you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
In the other direction, and then she can, you know.
Yeah, don't text anyone from your friend's phone.
Because then he can be dirty macking. You don't know what the fuck your friends are up to. Oh, is this what he's... Oh, why'd you block his number? You didn't block my number. Do you want to come over? Talk about it?
Oh, my God.
None of that shit.
That's messy.
Yeah.
And just also, like, I don't think anyone would want their friends knowing their business.
No. Once you get your friends involved, then it opens up the, like, what I just
said. That's embarrassing.
It's just Pandora's box. It's 100%. Like, I don't know where the fuck it's going to go.
It's one thing, like, being, like, toxic, like, one-on-one, but if my friends found out, oh, no. That's embarrassing. Nah. They don't need to know.
Right. I don't want to get flamed in the group chat.
Childish I am.
No.
I don't want people making memes of me in the group chat for years.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much session 32. And now we can get into a bunch of other topics that I have. We're going to be talking all about breakups.
Oh, yeah.
So I did want to talk about how soon is it to, like, move on after a breakup? Like, you were just in a long-term relationship. Say it's like 3 years. Mm. When, like, how long do you have to wait until you can pop out with someone?
Pop out with somebody's
relationship.
In another relationship.
Oh, yeah. Another relationship. Okay.
Like, because for me, when that happened to me with, like, my ex that, like, got with, he, like, had a whole ass new girlfriend in 3 months, I felt like that was, like, so quick. And other people were like, no.
Sometimes it just happens. Sometimes you just kind of meet somebody, like,
nah, he worked with her. It was going on the whole time. Oh, I bet you. That's shady, right?
That's very shady. I mean, yeah. Especially they're working with them and it's that soon.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely something in the background. You know what I mean?
There's always, I feel like there's always, like I know you don't, people don't like to admit it, but I feel like there's always, like, something in the background sometimes. There's always a person you're jealous of. There's like always a person always you work with.
You always know who's next, you think?
Not really, but, like, there's always, like, I feel like, you don't lie to your significant other, but it's, like, subconsciously, like, there might be a girl at work who you're interested in or something, but you, like, suppress it or, like, I don't know, like a...
Ooh, nobody's going to want to hear that.
Type shit like that. I have a mask on. I'll say whatever the fuck. But yeah.
I feel that, though, actually, because, like, my current boyfriend, I met him when I was with my ex. Mm-hmm. And, like, I didn't talk to him at all, though, like, the whole time. Like, I'm loyal, okay. And but I always like thought he was cute, but I would never
pursue him. See, that's what I'm saying. It's always subconscious. Yeah. It's always in your head. You're
just but like, I would never pursue him. I definitely waited.
He's
like
in the
even.
Queue.
Oh God, that's horrible. I don't like that. Now I'm thinking, I'm like, who the fuck is my boyfriend got on his queue?
Oh, true.
See.
Yeah, get into his queue and hit the X button, like on Spotify.
Delete.
Yeah, just repeat you. Loop. Hit Cancel the loop button that. On you. Yeah.
Ugh. All right. What about, like, rebounds? Are you guys, like, you try to go out and get rebounds immediately to help you get over it?
Well, it kind of depends. I mean, if it was, like, a long-term relationship, like, I always, you know, it's just, like, it's hard to get a rebound, like, after that because it's just, like, it's hard to feel, like, super confident and, like, you know, because, you know, you just ended a relationship. So it's hard to feel like hot shit, you know, when you're going out again. But, like, I don't know. I feel like with...
Really?
With,
for you? You I feel mean, like that?
I mean, sometimes.
I feel like I'm fucking ready.
Really? There's a reason why I wear this mask.
Like, let me out of my cage. I've been held down. Like,
I'm with Ashley.
What's up?
Yeah. I might regret it. You know what I mean? Like, I might get a Tinder date the next day. And then I'll... And then, like, 2 weeks later, I'll be like, fuck, that was so dumb. Like, why did I do that? I love her. Like... type shit, but yeah, the next day I'm pretty much like, a lot of times I'm ready, you know what I mean?
Yeah, even if it's kind of like that, like, false, like, confidence or like coming from a place of like sadness,
yeah,
or like you're ready to like get revenge, yeah, somehow. I don't know, but like I'm like ready,
mentally I'm prepared, yeah, for sure, yeah, definitely. Like,
but it's sad still,
it is definitely sad, and you're definitely the first person you have sex with after like 2 to 3 years, it like feels weird. It doesn't feel bad, it just feels like this is
different.
Weird. Yeah, it feels different, and it's like, ah, like maybe she's doing this sorry, you're dating somebody for, let me clarify, you're dating somebody for 2 or 3 years.
Okay,
years.
I was like, damn, you long, stay sad forever.
Long term, long term, yeah, and then like the next like week or something you hook up with somebody and it does feel weird because it's a new person, and then at the same time in the back of your head you're like, well, they could be doing the same thing right now or yesterday or the day before them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I definitely think about the other person, like I'm like,
yeah,
well, it's like now I'm doing this, it gives her the right to do this, it's like I can't be mad at her, you know what I mean? And that's when those feelings start to set in, like, ah, she was somebody else, and it's like, ah, you know what I mean?
No, it's so easy to get in your head.
Yeah, but, like, after a breakup, though, it's just, like, you know, it's just, like, you know, because you are trying to, like, sleep around, like, get a rebound and stuff, and just, like, yeah, you really can't blame them, but it's just, like, one of those things, like, you just don't want to hear, you know what I mean? It's just, like, I want to hear you being happy.
Oh, hell no, I'm not trying to hear that, but that's why, I feel like hookups, like, rebounds are better than, like, dating, because at least you probably won't find out about it, and it's just, like, your own way to cope, like, without, like, putting it out there. Because, like, karmically, if I'm, like, putting it out there that I'm dating someone, or if I put someone on my Instagram story, you know, like, a little hand or something, then I'm going to be scared that they're going to do it, too.
Yeah, I'm
not trying to find out.
I don't like to post the other person.
Yeah, no. Are you guys, like... the type to unfollow on everything?
Yep.
Block?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean...
you gotta do it.
I mean, like we were saying earlier, you know, it's just like, you know, like, you gotta throw everything out, you know, from the past. Otherwise, you're gonna be reminded and then just be like, you see a picture of them at the bar with their friends and then, like, subconsciously, you're like, damn, they're definitely fucking someone else right now at that bar. Like,
yep. Definitely fucking.
Yeah, like they're definitely fucking somebody there. you know, it's like, so, you get more in your head, you know? Like, for me, like, if you're really trying to move on from somebody... you just gotta like actually move on.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like if you don't do that, you're just kind of asking for it to drag. Yeah.
That's when it's like sad boy hours, you know, where you're just like looking at her story and you're like, that could have been me.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with the term cuck or cuckold, but like you don't want to cuckold yourself. Over social media.
That's like, a way.
Yep.
That's my biggest. I never thought about it that way.
That's a big fear for me. I don't like to see that kind of shit. Like, I don't like to, like, even if we're not dating, like technically it's not a cuckold, but it's like,
yeah,
it's so soon. And it's like, you can definitely like mentally cuckold yourself. Like you're a sad boy hour. You're not seeing anybody. You tried to get with somebody else. And then all of a sudden you go on her social media and it's like, yeah, just
watching.
You're just watching it unfold. Mm. You know what I mean?
Oh, hell no.
So yeah, definitely. I don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah, I get it. So I kind of talked about how I break up and I like to be dramatic about it. Have you guys ever done the breaking up and like, how do you go about it?
Oh, it's always messy.
Yeah. Tell her about your dramatic college breakup, Troy.
Oh, yikes.
Talking about this on the plane. This is a great pod fodder.
Pod fodder. Yeah. So like, what was it? I was dating this girl for like 2 years of college, you know? So basically like a long fucking time in college years.
Yeah.
And, and then like one day, like she was just screaming at me, like top of her lungs over like something like, I mean, I thought it was dumb at the time, but looking back at now, it wasn't that dumb. Like we went to some like event on campus and like I Ubered with my friends and kind of like, I was so fucked up. I kind of forgot like she was there and you know, like, of course, like, you know, like I will accept that I was not the best at that. But then like she was really screaming at me, but like the Uber was like 5 minutes away from like where we live. So I'm just like, you know, like it wasn't that bad. And she was like screaming at me. And then I was just like, yo, like, if you're going to be, like, screaming top of your lungs at me over something like this, then, like, you know, I don't know if I could do this anymore.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, needs to say, she did not take that well.
So you broke up with her right there?
Yeah, you know, and then, like, I broke up with her, and then, like, instantly she was just like, you're not a man. Like, you're, like, you know, saying, like, real hurtful shit. Like, yep. like
damn.
You
know,
yeah. You're with that shit.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, damn, like.
Well, I mean, you have good boundaries.
No, exactly, right? Like. Yeah, it even gets worse than that. So, like...
Way worse.
So after we broke up, I mean, like, you know, she did text me, like, later in the night being like, I fucking hate you. And I'm like, all right, I'm not going to respond to this. And then she texted me again. She goes, wait to fucking respond. And I'm like...
Do you think you were over it already?
By then?
Yeah.
I mean, probably not. Because, like, then I was just like, I don't know if this is a good idea right now. Because it's just like, you know, as soon as, like, you go through a breakup, you're just like, damn, did I really... like think that through or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, so that happened. And then like literally the next day, like I just hear like a massive like fucking kick in my door. And all I hear is like, I know you're fucking in there.
No way.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like I was freaking the fuck out. I'm just like, what the fuck is she doing here? And then like I call the RAs and I'm like, yo, handle this. Like I got a crazy
damn,
chick.
She's crazy.
Yeah. I was like, I got a crazy chick out here. Help. Like
yeah. She was sober?
I think so, yeah.
It was in the morning?
It was at night. You know,
oh, it was at night?
I think she was just drunk with rage. Like
when she kicked in, like, your door?
Yeah, she tried to get in. And then, like, and then the RAs came and, like, let her in my room. And then she fucking...
They let her in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These are not good RAs. But, like, yeah.
What?
Yeah, she started freaking the fuck out of me, like throwing shit in my room, like, freaking out. And then, like you know, she, like, left after, like my friend who I was hanging out with, like, was just like, get the fuck out of here, like, you know, like, defending me and shit. And then, like, yeah. And then, like, after that, like, I hooked up with someone else, you know, Rebound. And, like, she found out.
Someone else?
Oh, my God. Yeah. And
Troy, take a little bit of ownership here. Who is the somebody else? You don't have to say their name, but...
Somebody else in the friend group.
In the friend group.
Oh, close no.
Close friend group.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, this girl has driven this other girl, like, to places, like, and then we go to events together. This
go to events. We've been hanging out for years.
Oh, yeah. That's messy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I was emotionally, you know, not unavailable. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't, like, in the best mindset to, like, really make, like, sound decisions. So I was just like, all right, fuck it. Let's do it. So then,
damn.
Like, yeah, so then she found out, and then, like, at, like, a public picnic that we had, like, where the whole school was there, like, my ex just, like, fucking swung at, like, the chick I hooked up with and just started, like, beating her up, like, in
damn.
Front of everybody. Yeah, right? And I'm
oh
just
my God.
I'm just like, what the fuck? Like,
wait, would you guys or have you ever fought someone for, like, an ex?
Physically?
Or, like, a... girlfriend, boyfriend.
Hell
yeah,
no.
Yeah, like physically.
Hell no.
Why hell no?
Never in my life. I don't fight people. Fuck that shit.
No?
No, I'm not trying to get arrested. Get the fuck out of here with that
what
shit.
What if you know that you wouldn't get caught?
Okay, that's a different story. But that's a big hypothetical. Like, what are we in, like, the out
Fight
in the deserts
Club.
Here? Oh, Fight Club?
Yeah. Fight Club, yeah. Mm. It's just your guy's turn. You're just like, I challenge you to a Fight Club.
I don't know if I'd want to fight, because if you lose, like, whatever, and then if you win,
you
it's like
twice.
It's like, what do you win exactly? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I don't fist fight. I don't do that kind of shit.
Yeah. It was rough. Like,
would you?
Me? Would I fight somebody?
Like, basically what she did? Would you do
No.
Oh, like fuck some dude up?
Yeah. Like if you found out that she hooked up with like a friend in the group or something.
I mean, would I?
Shit.
Would I fight? I mean, I feel like I could take people with her group. I could fuck you up, Ryan. I could take you if you hooked up my ex.
I got the reach, brother, but I have not.
You got the reach, but you don't got the strength and the speed, you know? No, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would fight him, but I would definitely just like cut ties with that friend and just be like, yo, I'm fucking like, I thought you were my boy.
It's
like,
more effective.
Okay, mature. We love it.
No, yeah, you know, like, I mean, yeah, I like to like kind of like be mature, as in like, like I don't know, I don't like wilding out too much, especially like in relationships, because like that shit just gets so messy, and then it's just like, even like if you do get back together, it's just like, how do you bounce back from that?
Yeah,
you know, it's like I literally had to fight somebody for you.
Especially as you get older, because what can happen is like your girl can cheat on you with some guy, and then you go and fight that guy at his workplace, and then all of a sudden you have an assault charge against you, and you're the one in the wrong.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You don't want that kind of shit.
Yeah, we're grown ups now.
We're grown ups.
Yeah. There's consequences for.
Would you fight someone?
Crazy ass actions. No, not for a dude. No, unless it was like. Like, maybe if I, like, walked in on something, just, like, blinded by the rage.
That's a different story.
Spur in the moment. That's very different.
If it,
you know?
Yeah, like,
I'm
what is it?
I'm
like
throwing the potted plan at you.
Fucking
like, what is it, like, a heat of passion or what it, like, in, like...
A crime of passion.
Like, in murder cases where it's, like, there's, like, premeditated and then there's, like, know, where, like, you walk in on something and it's, like, you black out.
Let's say, if I walk in on something, man, this boy's better be ready to catch these hands. I'm ready to fuck him
up. Yeah, I can't say what
I would
meditate. Do.
You gotta walk out of that room calmly and then go on your phone and find whatever friend that you're familiar with of hers. And just go fuck her. That's
true. That's smart. Yeah. Because, like, part of me is, like, I would want to just, like, walk in and be, like, and just put my head down, shake it, and, like, walk away. Because I feel like that would hurt him more than if I, like, beat up everybody.
Oh, for sure.
But realistically, I don't know. I don't know if I can keep it together like that.
Mm-hmm. Especially if I was, like, drunk or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I was, like, drunk and I was just like, who the fuck are you?
especially if it was, like, with a friend or something. Or, like, someone that you knew. Like, walking in on that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would be really
rough.
So
I could, like, kind of understand why she was really pissed
about that. No, I understand, like, totally. Yeah. Like, looking back at it, like, you know, I did some things wrong. I mean, she did some things wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it was just such a messy breakup that it was just, like, that was the one ex, like, I, like, refuse to talk to at all anymore. Like, I don't care, like, what she's up to. Like, I'm just, like, get the fuck out of my life.
It ran its course.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, because it's just, like, how are you going to bounce back from that? You know what I mean?
So what about, like, you know how every relationship has, like, that one person that you have to tell them, like, you don't have to worry about them? It's, like, a friend or, like, a work friend or something. So say you break up. Do you think it's fair game to hook up with that person? Or is that fucking trash?
Let's see. I never have done that just by circumstance. Usually my hookups come through Tinder or Bumble, to be honest with you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But is it fair game? I mean, I think so. I think if you're broken up, pretty much anything is fair game, except for their friends. My main rule is, like, you don't fuck with people's mutuals. You know what I mean? Like if I break up with my girl, she can't go and fuck Troy. You know what I'm saying? That's completely off. If you do that, like, both of you are dead to me type shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, if you fuck, like, your guy friend that I was jealous of, or you fuck whatever your coworker, like, I don't have to hear about it because I don't talk to you.
Yeah.
Do your thing. I'm going to probably do a similar thing. You know what I mean? You got to really just, like, I don't know. My whole thing with girls and with relationships, like, you got to realize, like, Skepta said it best in a Bullet from a Gun. It was never your girl. It was just your turn.
Oh, no. I hate that line.
You don't like that line? You don't like that line?
No.
I mean, look, think about it, bro.
It makes it seem like girls are so just, like,
well, the whole thing
I don't know, like, you know, just, like, an object.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but I mean, you can say it in the reverse too. But I think I think as just a broad general statement, it's not too bad.
If
you
like, really, I get it. Like, it definitely makes sense,
right? Because you can be married to somebody for 30 years, and then all of a sudden it's like you guys divorce, and then she finds somebody else like a week later. You know what I mean? You got to really just in your head, it's like a meditative thing.
Yeah,
it's like you got to realize like they're not your it's not your possession.
Yeah, you don't have ownership over no one really.
Correct.
Ever.
And,
yeah,
exactly. And vice versa. And you just got to understand like this is not your girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can hold on to her all you want and you can treat her well and you can be with her for however long it lasts or forever. You know what I mean? But sometimes it breaks up for whatever reason. You got to just in the back of your mind, just go, you know what I mean? This is not my girl. She has her own life type shit. So except for with friends, that's
except there
and cheating with friends and with cheating.
Yeah,
those are my limits, but everything else, it's like, do your thing, girl. Like, go ahead.
Ugh, I don't know. That's a rough. I think like I would be so pissed if like someone hooked up with someone, like my ex hooked up with someone that like they told me not to worry about. But at the same time, I would have like no right to be mad.
Right.
I mean, I would, but I would have like no say in it.
There's no say and there's no rights, but it's your feelings regardless. You got to just express your feelings regardless of how.
I would just really hope that they would like try to make sure that I don't find out.
Mm.
Like, even though, like, also that, like, I have no right for that either. Like, I remember, like, with that one ex that I tried to get back with, like, we were supposed to go to a wedding, and I was like, can you at least just promise me you won't take anyone? And then he was like, yeah, I promise. And then he ended up taking someone, and I was so fucking mad. I was like, you're a bitch, bro. But, like, what am I going to do, stop him from living his life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Send him, like, an angry text.
Yeah, like, fuck you. And, of course, I wouldn't say anything because, like, once I'm done, like, I'm not talking to you no more. But
yeah.
I was like, damn. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of rules and definitely boundaries and stuff with relationships that people don't talk about, like what you're saying, pretty much.
Yeah. Ooh, and, like, for this relationship, like, he worked at, like, a bar/restaurant that, like, we would always go to, me and my friends. And, like, he was a bartender. So, like, we would go in. I went in one time after we broke up because I would go in before we were together, like, after. It was just, like, the only place to fucking go to. Mm-hmm. And I end up getting sat in his new girlfriend section. Me and my girls.
Oh, like you saw her there?
She was serving
us.
She was giving
you margaritas. And
That's rough.
Oh, my God.
You gave her a bad tip, right?
No, hell no. I used to be a server. I tipped 20% at least, no matter what.
Hey, respect.
Yeah, no, like, we stayed in a section for a long time, got super fucked up, but, like, we tipped her good.
Yeah.
But, like, it was so fucking embarrassing. I was, like, freshly heartbroken. Like, it was still only, like, 2.5 months later. I was like, oh, my fucking God.
Was he there, too?
I don't remember if he was.
Okay.
Honestly.
Did you bring it up at all, or were you just, like, completely ignore it and just talk shit?
Yeah, no, I didn't bring it up ever. Like, I would still see him sometimes because, like, he still worked there. Mm. But, like, literally, like, we made eye contact one time and just, like, kept walking. Like, I'm telling you, once I'm done, like, you're dead to me. Like, we were never anything.
God damn.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a good way to deal with it.
Yeah, fuck it. It might be a little toxic. Like, maybe I should learn how to, like, deal with my feelings more.
Keep the toxicity, you know? Like, sometimes it's good to be a little toxic in that way.
Right?
Because it's just, like
a little,
you know,
sprinkle?
Yeah, like a little, like, salt bay. Like, I don't want, like...
Okay.
Like, nuclear power plants, they have nuclear activity, but, like, they have a certain level, you know what I mean?
Threshold.
You go past it, and you get, like, a Fukushima Japan-type situation where it just, like, goes outside of the factory.
We don't need that.
Yeah, right. You don't need any of that shit. But you got to keep the toxicity levels to a good level. Otherwise, you're going to go Godzilla mode, and you're going to destroy the city type shit.
Thank you for validating my toxicity, then.
Nah, go off.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah. No, feel free to be a toxic queen. You know?
Toxic queens and kings unite.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding. Let's learn to be healthy, everybody. So let's segue a little bit. I did want to talk about, like, divorce, just because there is, like, a fine line between dealing with both. You know, like, it's kind of like learning how to, like, break up in a regular relationship and marriage, some, like, the same way kind of how girls try to, like, hang on forever. I feel like it's the same way in marriage, where, like, a marriage can go on forever and ever, even though, like, they both may be, like, not happy anymore. But it's like, at what point do you even say, all right, let's get divorced? Are we gonna be happier after? Is it worth it? Like, there's so many fucking things to consider, which is, like, why I have to do a whole separate episode on, like, just marriage in general. But for the sake of this episode, we're going to talk about divorce a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I found, like, an article about, like, the like main reasons for divorce. And it's mainly like stuff that we have like kind of been talking about.
Okay.
Where it was like conflict, like irretrievable breakdown in the relationship, like arguing, where like you can't stop fucking arguing, lack of commitment, infidelity, extramarital affairs, distance in the relationship, lack of physical intimacy, which is kind of like what we talked about, like where like you feel like there's no more like closeness, domestic violence, obviously, verbal, physical, or emotional abuse.
Yep.
Realization that one spouse has different values and morals, which is a big one, and which is why I feel like people need to just like get that shit out there, like even from the first date, like just to say what like are your values and morals, like whether it's like politically or whatever it is, like get it out there, because if it doesn't come out till later, that's gonna be a fucking problem.
So like on the first day, like are you just like, yo, let me tell you my political stance on this?
I think it's more of like a subtle thing, like maybe just like dropping little things here and there and seeing how they react.
Definitely contact clues and context clues and shit.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's easier nowadays, like as far as like the political stuff, because back in the day, like I'm trying to think of my parents' day. Back in the day, maybe like the 80s, 70s, people weren't like too politically involved like that, or like talking like that on dates.
Yeah.
And the other thing is like back then, like hardcore issues like gay marriage and this and that, like weren't like in the public sphere.
Yeah.
Nowadays it's like, you know, two parents who might have just like been passive on gay marriage, like, I don't agree with it because it's like what the times are. You might grow up and get older and realize that one is more conservative. One is like, yes, gay marriage should be legal.
Yeah.
And things like that conflict. And especially like if you have like a gay son or a gay daughter who comes out, that can also, I've seen that happen in marriages, or like my friend's marriages, parents' marriages, my bad.
Yeah.
Like they'll come out and then like the one parent will be for it, the other parent won't be for it. And then that causes a conflict.
Yeah. It's like, how did you like never realize this? But it's like, I guess back then it wasn't like out there like that. Like there was no reason to really be talking about it. But like, I feel like now it's like easy to just like bring up topics.
Oh yeah.
Like totally. Even how you guys posted about like DaBaby.
Yeah.
That whole thing is such an easy, it's so like intertwined and just like pop culture that it's so easy to just like talk about topics where like you can totally gauge the other person's reaction to see where they stand.
Everybody has an opinion about everything nowadays, especially on social media.
Yeah, because there's so many things going on. Like everyone's just like businesses out there. Like everyone just wants to like put their opinion out there, like whether it's on a podcast, like whatever the fuck it is. Like it's so easy to like gauge where people stand. But it's also important to make sure that you're dating someone that like also has the same stance, or it's going to be fucking problems for sure.
No, yeah. Like I don't know. I feel like our generation is very unique in that sort of way where, like, I mean, like, the last girlfriend I had, like, I think, like I don't know how, but, like, we just talk about politics, you know, like, on the first date. Politics and religion. You know what I mean? Like, the two subjects your parents tell you not to talk about ever.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah, right? And then, like, I feel like our generation is just, like, that's the first shit I want to hear from
you. Yeah, I need to know if I'm going to, like, even continue this relationship.
It's in the Tinder bio, which is funny. You know what I mean? Both those things, religion and what was the other one? Politics?
Politics. Yeah, that's now a category on like Bumble, like Hinge, and like Tinder and shit. Like you can say like your political stance.
I fuck with that. Stance. It gets it right out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no point in like getting to know someone and finding out like their total opposite of you.
Yeah. You might love somebody 3 months later. You find out it's like, I think Trump should still be president. I think he is still president.
He's still president.
He's still president.
Yeah. It's like, they're
still doing
fuck.
Recounts.
Yeah. It's like, fuck.
Biden stole the election.
God damn it. Yeah, so that's definitely a huge one, I think. And then there's like substance abuse or alcohol addiction. And then what they didn't put in here was porn addiction. Because I think that's one big thing that a lot of people don't talk about. That is a big factor in not even just marriage, but just relationships in general. It could lead to like intimacy issues or like whatever it is. But it's a real thing.
No, totally. I think that's like really important too. Like if someone's really addicted to porn, because I think that really correlates with like kind of like sex drive as well.
Yeah.
Because like if a couple like has like a different like sex drives, then like it's really hard to kind of create like a common ground intimacy with that.
Yeah, for sure. That's. I have had that in relationships where it's like different in like sex drives and just like intimacy issues. And like that was a reason for like breaking up, because like that is a big thing. That's a huge part of a relationship. Some people need that to connect. And like especially if you're addicted to porn, like in marriage, like that's going to be a huge factor in like the lack of physical intimacy. Because like if you're like freaking like busting a load every fucking day, like you're not going to have time for sex with your partner anymore. So that's something that people need to, like, really get under control. And I think it is a topic that's coming up a lot more now. I see it on, like, TikTok a lot and, like, other, like, Twitter and stuff. People talking about how porn does affect relationships and intimacy issues. I know people's parents that got divorced because of that shit. So it's not a joke. Really? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like you're cheating on me with VR porn type shit or like.
No, not like that. Just like where it's, you get so sucked into it that it's like you don't really have a real grasp of like what actual sex is anymore. Mm-hmm. Like porn is just like a new video every time. It's different. It's new. So if you go to have sex with like your partner, it's like the same person every time. It gets old. It doesn't turn you on. It could make like your fucking boner not work. Like there's so many things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't mean to go off the rails, but have you guys ever watched porn with a person that you're dating? Because sometimes that could reconcile some stuff.
I think I've tried, but like my girlfriend at the time, like she was just like, this is ridiculous.
No, I haven't. I've thought about it, but I haven't.
Yeah. That's sometimes a way to reconcile it. You know what I mean? You watch porn with the other person and it kind of like.
It's like you would only watch it together and like not without each other type thing.
No, I would watch it. I would watch it independently and so would she. Mm-hmm. But I can definitely see with porn addiction, it can totally fuck up your sex drive, especially in marriage. Because like the people you're watching, like it's all like what? Like people in their 20s, people in their 30s.
Yeah.
If you're 50 and you're 40, like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's fucked up in your head. It's like, oh, like.
Yeah, it's like, oh, so I can hook sad. Up with like
a 20-year-old.
Yeah, I can do that. You know what I mean? Like, I want to do that. Yeah, I can see how that can be an issue.
Yeah, that's like such a huge factor that like people don't talk about. Like, I've heard of like people like wives or whatever that like find their husbands looking at like young ass girls like on like their Instagram Explore page.
That's where it gets a bit dicey when it gets into Instagram and interactions and like lower level accounts.
Yeah.
And shit like that. Yeah. If it's like Summer Rae, it's like a bit of a different story. But if it's like some girl with 2,000 followers, then it's like
even Summer Rae though, like you're a whole ass dad. Like your daughter's probably her age.
Okay. Yeah, with parents. Yeah.
You know, like I'm talking about like older people.
That's fair. That's fair.
It's and like older men like that. Like they don't find it weird. Like, they can have daughters that are the same age as, like, these young girls that they're, like, looking at. And, like, your wife is over here insecure because she's, like, aging. Like, there's nothing you could do about that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's really sad. Yeah. And then substance abuse, alcohol addiction, obviously. Absence of romantic intimacy, love. One partner not carrying the weight in the marriage, which is a huge thing that I'm probably going to get more into when I talk about marriage in that episode. Mm-hmm. Financial problems, debt, marrying too young.
Yeah.
Marrying too, you know, I'm seeing a lot now. I mean, like, not, like, problems with it, but, like, I just, like, you know, I've been seeing on Instagram, like, a lot of proposals. But also people out there, like, I'm not seeing a lot of wedding invitations. What the fuck? But, no, I'm seeing, like, a lot of people, like, our age, like, just, like, proposing every other week. And it's just, like, everyone's getting married and shit. And
we're getting older, bro. I mean, like, that was cute. Like, when we were 21, it's like, oh, like, those people are getting married. We're 21. But now it's, like, 25, 26.
I still trip out. I'm about to be 30. Like, it's crazy. I don't know.
I'm not trying to get married time soon. Let's keep it 100%.
Yeah. When do you guys like want to, like, what's like the youngest you would get married?
For me, I'm not looking for like a girl. I'm looking for like the girl or the woman of like whatever.
The
type
one.
Shit. Yeah. I'm looking the for one. That. I'm not just looking for a girl to get married to. I think that's like ridiculous.
Yeah. I think that's where a lot of people get it fucked up where it's like, as long as they're married by a certain age, they don't care who it is.
I don't give a fuck how old my kids are compared to me. Like, I don't, that doesn't factor in with it. Like it's more important that like, If I'm 30 and that's when I'm having kids and like that, you know what I mean? Like the marriage is secure and we have kids and it's secure. Cool. It's better than getting married at 20. And it's like, oh, like I have a closer bond with my kids and they see me like alive for longer. But then like my marriage is shit. And then it's like, it breaks up and it's like,
yeah,
there's no reason to gauge your marriage based on how old or how young you are.
And I think your marriage should come first before your kids anyway.
I'll get married when I'm 40. I'll get married when I'm 50 or not.
What if
at all?
You met someone right now?
Yeah,
Dude, what if you find a lucky woman here in LA?
We are in LA. I don't know. I would consider it. That's all I gotta say.
You would get married like before 30, like if you met someone.
Before Sunday, if I find the right girl. Keep it 100% with you.
All right, you heard it here first, everybody.
I'd say Ryan the Bachelor.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, me?
It's like the youngest you would.
The youngest I would.
Yeah. Like if you met someone right now and it was like, oh my God, I fucking love her.
I mean, if I like really met somebody and I was like, oh, I fucking love you. Like, I don't know. I still think I would like wait a little bit. Like until like, for me, like it's like Ryan was saying, it's not really much about age. It's kind of like where I am in my life. Like, like right now, I don't think I could like, you know, support somebody else right now. Like with the type of money I'm making and like my situation.
Well, so you want to support your lady?
Well, yeah, you
100%.
Know. 100%. Yeah, exactly. You know, because it's not like I
want to. You
wanna,
too?
Yeah, of course I want to support her. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, everybody.
Yeah, you got to support your women. I mean, what the fuck? Like, like, what are you going to do? Be a broke boy?
Yeah, you can't be a broke boy being married.
Cause can't even buy her oat milk? What the fuck?
All right.
That's it. She likes oat the milk? Vanilla oat milk. If she doesn't get it, then.
Yeah, I'm buying her whole milk. Like, it's, like it's the 80s.
Great. Mm-hmm. I love that.
No, I mean, like, you know, because, like, for me, like, it, like, a lot of it, I mean, you know, it's like, the tough reality is that, like, financially, you know, like, you want to be able to, like, because for me, like, you know, like, I do want to be, like, kind of like those TikTok couples where they're able to take exotic trips together. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to do that. But right now.
Does look nice.
Yeah, right? I'm like, damn, like, I wish I can make, like life-lasting memories, like, with my future wife. You know what I mean? Cause like right now, like I'm, like shit's just too like up in the air, so like I'd probably wait until like maybe like I'm like have like a solid career that I'm happy in, like I got a like I'm in a nice area that I really like and that like you know I'm like with somebody that I can like really fuck with, you know what I mean?
So do you think like not being at that level has maybe like blocked you from being able to continue relationships because you think like maybe you're not ready to have something serious?
I mean, sometimes. I mean, like that ex I was telling the, you know, that crazy ex from the story. Like one of the another like factor for me was just like, you know, I was graduating college, I had nothing lined up like for a job, I have no idea where I was gonna live because like we were living like separate states because you know in like college it's kind of like that where like people were like all over the country and shit, so like we just live super far apart and it's just like, what am I doing? I'm like, am I like. Like, am I going to, like, move to New York? I'm like, I don't know anyone from there. I have no, like, job opportunities lined up there. I have no, like, interviews. You know, where, like, I really just, like, kind of, like, personally took that upon me. I'm just, like, my shit's just not ready to get, like, this serious right now and so young. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that. Because I've heard, like, that guys can't really, like, have, like, full confidence or really love themselves and therefore can't really love someone until they are, like, financially, like, where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
Just you saying that kind of just reminded me of
that. Yeah, financially, spiritually, sexually, you know, like, I want to be, like at a certain level for myself. Because, like, right now, like, I feel like, you know, like, I can get married to, like, you know, anyone right now. And I'm not sure that it will work out because, like, you know, like, I think, like we're still young enough that we're still changing. You know what I mean? Where, like, I'm not the same person I was, like, even, like, last year before the pandemic even started. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I went through a ton of changes. And it's just, like, I don't know if, like, a relationship would survive that. I mean, I wasn't in one, so, like, you know, like, during the pandemic. So, like, I don't really know for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, like, you want to, like, be able to, like, be at your full potential to give somebody all of you.
Exactly. Like, first I got to love myself before I love someone else.
Yeah. I feel that. But all right, we love two men that can want to support their partners.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
We're very, like, you know, like intertwined with our emotions here at Anti-Art.
Yeah. Good. We love to hear it. That's why you guys are here. Mm-hmm. So I did want to talk about because, like, I was talking to a girl that had just recently got divorced. And she was, like, my age. And, like, I was like, congrats. And she's like, thank you so much. Like, everyone just keeps, like, telling me sorry. And I was like, damn, that's fucking weird. Because, like, I think we should, like, normalize divorce and just, like, make it okay. Like, even if you did get married young, like, it's okay. It shouldn't be embarrassing. Like, you have the rest of your life and you shouldn't have to, like, wait till you're fucking, like, 60 years old to get divorced. Like, if you're not happy, get divorced. Like, of course, you have to fight for the relationship to a point, to a degree. But if nothing's changing and if it's, like, what was that word? It was, like, irreconcilable differences, irretrievable, whatever.
Irreconcilable differences, yeah.
I think that's, like, the word for, that like, word. Divorce. Then, yeah, like, you can't just, like, stick it out forever, you know?
Yeah, it's not like the 50s where, like, you know, you're forced to be married or something. You know? Like, I mean, like, part of, like, any marriage, at least any, like, healthy marriage, it's always, like, it's two people working together. And if, like, one person doesn't want to work with that person or, like, there's, like, some issue there or tension and shit, then, like, you know, it's just, like, why are we even together if, like, we can't even get over this issue? You know, I mean, of course, like a big issue, not, like, small issues or anything.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, it's really hard to kind of, like, figure that out.
Yeah, it's, like, a balance because there for sure are certain issues, I think, that, like, are irreconcilable and that's okay. Like, you don't have to be able to fix every single issue as long as it's, like, not, like, a big-ass fucking thing that's, like, eating at you every fucking night that's, like, making you hate them.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't want to be in a loveless marriage, so.
Right.
Yeah. That's like just my nightmare.
You got to share the common interest. I think that's a really big thing. Like,
yeah.
Like I remember one of my best friends, like her dad, like would do everything with like her mom, basically let's go to a drag show. Okay. Let's go salsa dancing. Okay. Let's go to the DR. Okay. I'll find time off. Like that's really important.
Yeah. That's dope. It's like literally keeping it like new and fresh. It's like the only thing that's going to keep it exciting, because other than that, it's just going to turn into a routine.
I agree. And I think you should definitely find time to vacation with your family. Like if you have kids and all that stuff, you should definitely find time to, you know, do these things that you might find as like, I feel like men more than women like have boundaries on certain things, like, oh, like a drag show, like, for example.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's like weird that I would go to that. Especially if you're older, it's like, that's a new idea type shit. Mm-hmm. But like, you should just go. Just fuck it. Just go. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's just one night. You know what I mean?
Right. If it makes her happy, and then, you know, the next time you can bring her to like go see Guns N' Roses or some shit that she doesn't want to see, but she might get into that. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I think the mutual shared interest is one of the most important things, because once you lose that, then you start to find those mutual shared interests in another woman. Or another man.
Ooh.
Or just in your your friends.
And, shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's true, though. It's true.
Nah, man. Sure. You're just spitting fucking facts out here.
That's why relationships go south. I mean, financials, obviously. Fighting, obviously. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I hate your mom. You hate my mom type shit. Obviously. But the shared interest is the big thing. That's the thing that keeps people most compatible. Because, like, if you don't have, if she's not at the concerts with you, if you're not going to salsa dancing with her, like, it's either somebody else's or, like, there's an empty void that somebody can fill later down the road.
It's kind of like a lack. I think it kind of falls under lack of commitment, because like if you were actually committed to this relationship, then you would be like down to do all these different things to like make sure that you're keeping it fun. Like once you stop caring, or if it's like, I don't want to go out, then it's like, it's over. And that's literally one of the reasons why one of my first long-term relationships ended, is because like, we were like young at the time, like both turning 21. Like I was like trying to live my life, make new friends. He was just like super like in his own world and didn't want to do shit. And I was like, okay, I'm young. Like I want to do different things. And like, you're not trying at all. So like, I broke up with him.
Especially like being so young, like, you know, like being such like a young age, like, you should be going out and like trying new stuff, like, you know, like, and if someone's trying to hold back your growth like that, then it just like,
imagine I would have stayed with him, like, oh, and God. I was still with him, I would be a completely different person.
Yeah, we might not even be here right
now.
Not in the stew.
100% no, we would not be in the stew.
Yeah.
Like, we would not, like, looking like he's still like connected to me somehow, like family, friends type things. Sure. And like, he's completely different person. Like, there's no way we would have ever been compatible. So like, it's good that we broke up then versus like wasting more time. Like, sometimes you gotta like recognize those things, like, because you could end up getting married and like that would be all bad.
Actually, are you really good at catching red flags?
No.
No.
No, same.
The older I get, though, yes. Like, the more like fuck shit I gotta deal with, yes. Like, definitely when I was younger, like, I went through some shitty ass relationships with some shitty ass dudes, because like, I was too young. I was like blinded by the love and blinded by what they had to offer.
Yeah, the rose colored glasses.
Exactly. Yeah, now I think I'm a lot better at catching it. Like, and I also like, it's why you see a lot of older women that are like single. And, like, people like to be like, oh, it's because you're bitter and your standards are too high. Like, no, it's because I know I could not put up with this for that long.
Right.
So I'd rather be fucking old and quote-unquote bitter and single whatever than, like, in a loveless relationship or where I fucking hate him, you know?
Yeah, feel that.
So, I don't know. I think the older you get, that's, like, when you get better at catching red flags.
No, yeah. Same with me. Like when I was younger, like, I would, like, see a red flag, and I'm just like, that's so quirky. Well, like,
I bathe in the red flags, bro.
Oh. Yeah, like, I'm just like.
Not too much anymore, but, like, yeah, my younger days especially. If the girl was, like very, very, very attractive to me, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, this shit is going to burn out, like, in a couple months. I know it, but I'm just like, in the back of my head, I'm like, I know it's going to happen, but I'm just like. Fuck it, like, this is fun, like,
let's let it ride.
Yeah, let's let it ride. Let's keep rolling the dice until I fucking crap out, like, type shit.
You live and you learn, man.
Yeah,
that's all you could do, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, well, I think that's a pretty good episode. We talked about a lot.
We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we really did. Yeah, it was a fun time.
Thank you so much for coming on, guys. Troy, Ryan, Anti-Art, everyone, go check them out. Follow them on Instagram. Where else? can they check you guys out? Or?
So we do have a YouTube page. We don't really use it very much. Okay. It's pretty much Instagram for now. We're porting everything over to a website, so we seem a little bit more professional. So when we hit people up, we don't go like, oh, like check out our Instagram page type shit.
But, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But yeah, for now, check out our Instagram page. We're writing a whole bunch of op-eds. I just did a interview with this experimental artist, Earth Eater. Really proud of that one. Took a while to get.
She popped up on like one of like my Spotify things, actually, and I was like, wow, I love her.
Yeah,
I don't remember the name of the song, but no way. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, it was like super different. I was like, wow, I fucking love this. Mm-hmm. I was just like vibing in my car. So that's awesome. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So follow us on that. It's at _ anti art, all one word, _. Follow us on Instagram. We're on, iTunes, well, not, Apple Music. We're on Spotify. Yeah.
The Anti Art Podcast.
Yeah.
Anti Art is one word.
Anti-art, one word. Dope. Sounds good. Thank you guys so much for coming on. And you can follow me at Ash_Friday_ on Instagram. And you can follow Simpin' After Dark to Simpin' After Dark on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. Stay tuned for new episodes coming every Wednesday, 7 p.m. And, oh, yeah, shout out to Wild 7 Studios for hosting Simpin' After Dark and Nightshade Collective. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.